Here comes a knock at your door. Ah. You, Brother Jones, yes. What can I do for you? Could I have a cup of cold water, please? I'm so thirsty. Why, certainly. You hurry to the kitchen, you come back again with a cup of cold water. Thank you very much indeed. Don't mention it, you say. A pleasure indeed. Will that get a reward? Yes. Of course, it would be much better if you put that cup of cold water on the stove and brought it to a boil. And when the water's boiling, and make sure the water's boiling before you do this, put the tea in. A little extract of beef. In other words, milk. Little sugar. Little bread. Little butter. Little jam. Who knows, maybe a piece of cold chicken. All that makes the gift all the more valuable to the one in whose name and for whose sake it was given. I know some Christians who gladly sleep in the bathtub if only they could be perfectly certain that an angel was occupying their bed. You see, the Bible says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. In so doing, some have entertained angels unawares. Now, here's the trouble. Most folks want an angel. There isn't enough angels to go around. So you've got to serve your apprenticeship with the other kind. Now, Belize are serving their apprenticeship right now while I'm there. Anything but an angel in that back room. Comfortable. Snug as a bucket of rope. But they haven't got an angel. They know that. I don't need to tell them, that's all. But if they keep it up long enough, presently the Lord will send along a real angel. They say, oh boy, what a pleasure after that other kind. Have a real angel in our home. Put that in. Hospitality to the Lord's people. That's service. Service that costs you something. Oh, I don't think I can go back to the meeting tonight. Oh, I feel so tired. Yes? Can't put yourself to any inconvenience for the Lord Jesus and for the fellowship of the believers of whom will form a part? Come now, come now. Don't be a sissy. Don't be a sissy. Service! What did Christ sacrifice for you? He left his lovely home in glory. Came into a world of sin and darkness and shame, knowing full well all the degradation that men would heap upon him, and he counted it well worth the cost to redeem you by his precious blood. All right now, what has he got out of you? What has he got out of you in terms of service, sacrificial service? What has he got? Why, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. The little we've done for him. Service. Next, money. Does he want my money? Of course he does. Not your money anyhow, it's his money. Nought that I have, I call my own. I hold it for the giver. Boy, we can hold it all right. You know, we're singing that hymn, take my silver and my gold, not a mite with... Oh, no, please, for dying. Not a mite with... Oh, no, that's here we are, Lord. There's a whole time for you. Yeah. Keep the chains, I'm no piker. Money is the acid test. How much owest thou my Lord? Oh, I love him 10 cents worth. What do I spend on this, on luxuries? What do I give to the Lord's work? Missionaries in the foreign field, needing your help and mine. Are you a systematic and a proportionate and a willing and a bountiful giver? Do you give proportionately of your income? You ought to. You ought to keep an account what you give. Even Uncle Sam would allow you 15% for gifts, but that costs money. You see, privilege brings with it responsibility. If you're a priest, then there's certain things you must sacrifice. And I've mentioned those things. It'll cost you all you have. It costs you your life. Over 7 millions of Christians have died rather than give up their faith in the Lord Jesus. Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword, we will be true to thee till death. Yes, it'll cost you something to be a Christian. Is it worth it? What do you think? I should say so. What would you think of a man who joined the army, and when he signed on the dotted line, he said, I'm here prepared to serve my country, so long as it suits my convenience and doesn't interfere with my personal likes and dislikes. Is that what they do with you, Sam? Uncle Sam wouldn't stand a Sam like that. Into that pop soul. Yes. Charge. Yes. I don't like to, but you've got to do it. Do it for Uncle Sam. You know, I discovered this. In World War Number 1 and World War Number 2, I discovered Christians who were prepared to do more for Uncle Sam than they were for Christ. The Lord Jesus said to some young Christians before the war, come here, I want to send you out to China, or to Africa, or to the Philippines. Oh no, excuse me, I couldn't possibly do it. It would interfere with my planned future. See, Lord, I'm busily building a nest for myself. I've got certain responsibilities, Lord. I'm awfully sorry, but you really called the wrong person this time. Sorry. And about 6 months afterwards, Uncle Sam said, hey, you! Yes, me? Yes, come here. Yes, sir. What do you want? Take off those clothes. Yes, sir. Put on this uniform. Yes, sir. Take a right. Right. Now, get off to Korea. Crawl in that foxhole there. Yes, sir. And they did for Uncle Sam what they wouldn't do for the Lord Jesus. Right? That's the thing that got me during World War Number 1. I saw young men leaving bright prospects, beautiful homes, there was no conscription out in Africa, volunteering to serve their king and their country. But, well, why can't I do for the Lord Jesus what those men are doing for an earthly king? Shame on us if we don't, that's all. Six, the glory that is his due. Unto him be glory forever and ever. What is glory? Glory is displayed excellence. Display the excellence of any one thing you wish, and that is its glory. Glory is displayed excellence. The glory of young men is their strength. Get a group of young men, put them in a room, and leave them there for about an hour. And when you come back, you won't need to be told who the strongest young fellow is. There he stands, proud smile on his face. What's happened? Well, they've had a wrestling match, of course. Why have you been away? What do you think? Glory of young men is their strength. There he stands. He's pinned all the other shoulders to the floor. Ah, the glory of young men is their strength. The glory of a rose is its perfume and its hue. All that is hidden in the bud, but as the bud opens to the morning sun and the rain that falls upon it, its glory is displayed. Glory is displayed excellence. Glory is displayed excellence. The Lord Jesus has many glories. He has the glory of creation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the mighty Creator is Christ himself. He has his own intrinsic glory he had with the Father before the world was. Glorify thou me with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. His intrinsic personal glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father. Think of his moral glories that he evidenced on earth as he went about doing good, giving sight to the blind, tending to the leper, healing to the deaf, life to those who were dead. But think of the acquired glory he has received as a result of his work upon the cross. He's displayed the excellence of his infinite love, his marvelous grace, his redemptive purposes, by bearing our sins and taking our place and dying in our stead and rising again to save to the uttermost all that come unto God through faith in him. Unto him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And now last, cheer up, we're almost through. Here comes the chorus. Every song has to have a chorus. And this is one of the shortest choruses you ever had in all your life. Just one word. A little word of four letters. A-M-E-N. What's that? Amen. What does amen mean? So be it. So be it. You feel like saying amen to a song like that? Yes, indeed you do. Amen. Amen. Unto him that loveth us and washed us, loosed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us unto our God a kingdom of priests. Unto him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And all the people said, what? Amen. Lord Jesus, thou art worthy. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy art thou to receive the worship and the praise and the adoration of our hearts. Unto him that loveth us and loosed us from our sins in his own blood. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. May it be yours and mine as we make our upward, homeward, heavenward way to sing this song and to live in the good of these things which Christ has made possible at such infinite cost for his name's sake. Shall we pray?